Welcome to Lunch Break Nerd Brawl, where two excited nerds are talking nerdy topics and our slightly lesser nerdy friend is going to judge us harshly. My name is Matt.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Ty.
So it was really weird. I'm pretty sure like Facebook listens to our podcast and like took basically our intro that we always do and like made up like an advertisement for us to put up. And it says basically that, but even more fluidly than we typically do.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I saw like an ad of like, hey, you could pay Facebook and we'll put this ad up for you. I was like, wow, that sounds way better than the stuff we usually say on episodes.
Is it like in from our description of the podcast?
Maybe. Or
yeah, I think so. Something's written up at one point.
Like they may, I don't know, maybe we wrote it or maybe somebody smart wrote it. I don't know.
That's creepy. I want to see it. You should screenshot it and show
it. I'll screenshot it and send it. Anyway, hi, folks. Thanks for listening. Hey, eyes. Thanks for listening as well.
Hello, computers of the future.
We love you.
Don't murder us.
Our future overlords and rulers of the world.
And current overlords, you know.
That's true. Algorithms are in charge of a lot these days. How's everybody doing?
Good, good, good.
Pretty tired.
Yeah, same.
Ryan, I don't know if you want to talk about this. If not, Ty, cut this out. Ryan, you just got back from an excursion to a haunted house,
ooh,
right?
Not exactly, no. It was an Airbnb, which, in case they're listening, was a fantastic place to stay at. But just in case, I won't, you know, I won't give any specifics about location
and
stuff.
I meant the other place you and our past friend of the pod, Jason, went to go take photos of.
Yeah, that's that place. Yeah,
the place with a goat.
Yes,
you stayed at the haunted house.
Yes, it's not a haunted house. I didn't. There was no experiences of any kind of supernatural kind.
It just looks haunted.
Some of the photos look very questionable in the haunted sense. Yes,
was that artistic?
I think it was whoever. So, if they're listening, which the chances are they're not, but you never know. It was whoever originally uploaded the photos, just like doesn't know good lighting or angles or like setting up the shot. So yeah, it was very dark. There's like, it's very old. From what I can tell, it's a farm that's been like passed down through the family, and so there's like wallpaper like on the like in the bedrooms and stuff like that, and like very just like you see
like
a haunted
porcelain
house
dolls
and, like,
in the corner and
kind of there was a room that was like, yeah,
there was really there was a doll room there,
a trap door,
yes,
under the bed.
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't under the bed. It was above the steps.
Oh!
But it was, like, so weird. Like, it was the one door that was shut and had, like, a key on it to, like, keep it locked.
Like,
and
the key,
like,
was in it?
The key was in it.
Oh, no. And that's a bad sign.
Oh, man.
Jace is like, what is in here? And he opens it up.
Like a skeleton key?
Kind of. Like, it's very old, so is that sense? So maybe we released the spirit that was in that room into the house.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't specifically say, don't do this or don't do that. They're like, it's your guys' for the
don't
weekend.
Talk to the child in the basement.
Yeah. But we're like, what in the world? Like, it was a room full of
that's
random
awesome
stuff. And yes, there were, like, porcelain dolls that were older, so kind of creepy. And it was just the vibes of it. It was very, it's very old.
So awesome.
Yeah. But that was the upstairs. We stayed mainly in the downstairs, like, main floor. And that was very nice, like very like up to date kind of thing. Overall it was great. It was free, so free's great. Huge farm. It's actually a wedding venue, so they want me to come back in the summer and spring to like work out and do like, you know, wedding photography, work out a deal with them. So
if you looking for photography work, Ryan does phenomenal work. Contact us, I guess, on the.
So does Ty and Matt, so
well,
contact them
you're
too.
You're the only one who does it for, like, hire currently. So if you are looking for an amazing photographer for your haunted house or your Airbnb that may or may not be haunted.
Or your haunted Airbnb.
Or, yeah, that could be the place, like, where maybe, like, murders have happened, but you want really good photos. Contact us, lunchbreaknerdbrawl@gmail.com. We'll forward it to Ryan. Ryan, do you have an email address for all this?
No.
Do you want to give
this
out your email?
Ryan, do not email me at gmail.com.
We'll forward it to him personally, I suppose.
I can send it to James or my friend Andrew both want to stay at a haunted house.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. James, who was on the show, James?
Yes. And Andrew, who's been on the show.
Oh, Andrew. That's Andrew, too.
Yeah.
So, second question. Turn here, Ty.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
It's all good.
Okay, never mind. So, Let's say maybe it was a haunted place. Who would you rather have had? This is the would you rather. Oh. Who would you rather have had stay with you? The kids from A Pup Named Scooby-Doo or the kids from Stranger Things?
Oh, like help us?
Just let's say who would have been better house guests, and if there happened to be a haunted situation going on, who would have been more helpful?
Like, I'd say the Stranger Things kids, because the older guy who was the babysitter slash worked at that one job.
Yeah.
He's cool. I really like him. So
he did behave it cool.
Just to like hang out with him.
Yeah. And John Ralphio's dad?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Oh,
Joe
my gosh.
Curie? I forget his actual name.
I know the actor's name. I don't care what real people names. Come on. Just their fictional characters only, please.
It's been so long since I've watched it now.
No.
It's been a while.
Wait, isn't season 4 coming out this summer?
It better.
Rumoredly?
I think it's fall or maybe summer. That'd be
I don't
cool.
Know when.
But
last one came out over the summer.
Yeah. I still think he should be the Human Torch in the MCU. There we go.
What?
Really?
Yeah, Joe Curie, that guy, yeah.
I think
he'd pull it off really well.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to see him more things and just
cool.
Live his best life, you know?
I'm down for that.
Yeah. Where are we going, Ty?
You should turn here. We can get you there from here.
Okay.
Okay, I was hoping to get you. That was a throwback to an old episode, folks, if you hadn't. I was trying to sneak in one on Ryan, but old Ryan, he's too quick.
That and knowing those kids, like, they'd want to play D&D, and I'd be up for that. A haunted house? Yeah. Like, that'd be fun.
So we're talking, like, season 2 Stranger Things, kids.
Dungeons and Demons? Is that what it is?
Let's hope not. There was a basement. I didn't go in it, but it was, a friend of mine went in it, and he was like, this isn't as creepy as I hoped it would be. It's still creepy, but he wanted it to be more creepy, so, yeah.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you aren't, to our knowledge, possessed.
Yeah, me too.
And are back. Welcome back. Email us if you want some photography work done. We'll get it to Ryan. He's great.
Or Matt and Ty. They're great, too.
We don't do that. Never mind. Anyway.
I see your YouTube channel.
Hold on. I have a YouTube thing that's different. I'm not self-promoting here. I'm plugging you.
Okay, I'll plug you then, huh?
Check out
Matt's YouTube channel. Matt, insert it here.
It's a podcast dictionary.
There you go, podcast dictionary.
Awkward. This was not supposed to be a plugging episode for ourselves.
Ty.
Anyway.
What do you have to plug?
I have a podcast called
Lunch Break Nerd Brawl.
You should check it out. We should have been talking about
the whole time.
It's come full circle now.
Speaking of Lunch Break Nerd Brawl, do we have a topic for today?
We do. Who wants to talk about it?
We can all talk about the topic.
On three. One, two, three.
Shrek versus Wreck-It Ralph.
The excitement was palpable in the car. You couldn't tell. Just exciting. Whose idea was this one?
I think it was mine.
Yeah? Where did you come up with this? Was this just a bug me? Was this more a continuation of season 2's episode of DreamWorks versus Disney?
That was a part of it, yes. Because, I was trying to find like any kind of like Disney characters that could fight like a non-Disney character.
Okay.
And then I was like, wait, people love Shrek? And people watch Wreck-It Ralph.
People really love Shrek, though?
They do. There's a whole meme culture behind it.
Well, yeah, but
he's broken the internet a few times.
I think we all like Shrek back in like the early 2000s. But I can't say I have any affection towards Shrek whatsoever, or Mike Myers even at this point in my life.
But that makes sense for you, because you're very biased to Disney.
No, I liked Shrek. Like, the first time I saw Shrek in high school, I was like, this is hilarious. This is amazing. But, like,
I feel like Shrek was kind of groundbreaking in, like, the, like, making jokes that are above kids' heads in a kids' show to
Definitely.
Make it more enjoyable
yep.
and funny.
Yep.
And, like, breaking the fourth wall kind of thing, which they don't necessarily do, but.
Yeah, satirical.
Yeah.
That was.
And it's made kids' shows better.
That was Jeffrey Katzenberg from there. Like, it was his kind of his thing. He went and started DreamWorks, and that was definitely groundbreaking in that time. But like, who saw all four Shrek movies in this car?
I've seen all four.
Ty?
No.
It's been a while, but I've seen all four.
So. What was the last Shrek movie you
I think
seen?
I saw the first three.
The first three? I only watched the fourth one when I was on a plane to China, literally stuck inside of a metal tube, and like, well, I got nothing else to do. Guess I'll watch Shrek 4 where he makes a deal with Rumpelstiltskin, right?
Yeah, yes.
It's a Wonderful Life, essentially, but in Shrek form.
But he outsmarts Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, everybody
He's that
does.
Intelligent. He's that of a smart dude. And usually Rumpelstiltskin's like a conniving kind of guy. Yeah. But Shrek is just that smart. But yeah.
Okay, well, that's beside the point.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, and like, I was like, big dudes, they're strong, and they could fight. And then kind of find out it's, like, been a thing that's on the internet. So
really?
Like, cool. Yeah.
I didn't come across it.
A lot of people have asked that question.
Though.
So I'm like, cool. Huh.
I'm curious, what did the internet people say that we're going to prove right or wrong?
I mean, a lot of it is the Shrek meme culture.
Okay.
And so, yeah, of course, some of it blew it out of proportions. And was like, Shrek is going to wreck, and you get Shreked it. And
there's just...
This is all kinds
Shrek
of,
it, Ralph.
Yeah, Shrek Ooh. Is life, Shrek is love, or something. There's, I think we know. There's a whole thing.
That
whole
Shrek
thing.
Meme culture is out of control.
It's amazing.
It is
for this episode.
Gross. Like, there's some weird stuff.
Which is funny that they both, like, you said Shrek breaks the internet, and the second Wreck-It Ralph movie is Ralph breaks the internet.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
I like it.
It was
well,
a
thank
good
you
job.
For
it's,
liking my
Shrek. Synergy.
Yes, there we go.
Synergistic. Yeah, I like it. Well, so obviously Ryan is repping Shrek then.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And I'm rapping proudly.
Repping Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. John, what's his name? John C. What's his name? John
Riley.
C. Riley. Thank you. Yep. I totally just spaced on it. Yeah. Also, John C. Riley over Mike Myers, I think, at this point in my life, too. Just throwing that out there. Who wants to go first? Ryan?
Yeah, I think Ryan has to go first because Matt got to the car first, and so he gets to pick. And he said that he wanted Ryan to go first.
They call me Fleetfoot Matt, actually, because of my speediness.
Who's they?
People.
Don't worry about
himself.
People.
Now I think you turn around.
Who think I'm fast.
Speaking of fast, Shrek.
Is not fast.
Is very, very freaking fast.
What?
Yes. Like, superhumanly fast.
He's not human. He's an ogre.
Super
ogre.
On the internet, it's superhumanly because you know you can't really compare ogres. But yeah. So he is 8 feet tall, like a very heavy dude. You've seen Shrek. He does not work out. Like he's a
he's rocking
lazy
that dad bod
kind of guy. You know. And yeah. So in regards, to, I got notes.
He fights
here.
A whole bunch of soldiers
yeah.
in the first movie.
Yeah.
To
15 Kingsguard, fully armed soldiers and Kingsguard, or knights within Lord Farquaad's palace. He fights them all with, like, effortlessly. Like,
and he's
you,
having fun.
He's having fun! Like, doesn't break a sweat at all. Yeah, so he, like you mentioned, he fought 15 guards at the same time with incredible ease. He has got a master of wrestling techniques. And not any of that WWE fake junk, like actual, like full on.
Although
taking
he
dudes.
Does kind of use some of the techniques.
It's pretty WWE.
Like with the
WWE.
Chair and like
yeah.
going
oh, yeah,
on
yeah,
the ring
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. But he doesn't pull any punches like wrestlers do and like,
okay.
you know, that kind of stuff.
Full contact.
Full on. Yeah. Full on knocking him out, taking him down. Speed that you mentioned, That I mentioned, yes. In the first movie, you see Donkey and him running away from the castle that Fiona was captured in, and he is able to keep up with the donkey. And donkeys typically run about full speed, about 43 miles per hour.
Wow!
And he picks him up and Fiona at the same time and takes off even faster. So 43 miles an hour is about roughly
That's
like
pretty
free,
good.
Like yeah, like freeway highway speed.
He's kind of a fat donkey, though.
That's the other thing. He's a fat dude.
He's not.
Ogre.
I mean, the donkey is kind
oh,
of a fat.
Yes.
Like he's not peak donkey.
He's up there. He's at least average. He's at least average donkey.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he. You know, he's shown to be a good steed, a trusty steed in the battles that they have together.
He's never ridden donkey, right?
No. Yeah. I think just the
so
size of
him.
Him
but
steed.
He picked. He picked both of them. He did call him a steed at one point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I guess Fiona called him a steed.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm a trusty steed. Yeah.
But that is impressive that he was running with both of them.
Yes. Yes. And again, not breaking a sweat. Outran a dragon, mind you. And while they were fighting, he was smart enough to like
a dragon who was chained.
No. The dragon was actually free, and he. Thank you for mentioning that. He made a makeshift collar for the dragon and then locked the dragon up and then dragged the dragon to allow Fiona and Donkey time to get away. So he was able to pull back an entire huge full-size dragon. Those things are freaking insane. Like, he is incredibly strong. Like, there was no question about it.
He is strong.
He is incredibly fast and agile. There was, in the second movie, He's getting shot at by crossbow bolts, mm-hmm. By Lord Farquaad's man, I think it was.
Farquaad's dead already in the second one.
The second one? Okay. Somebody was shooting crossbow bolts at him, and he dodges them, doesn't get hit by one of them, and does. No, that's the first movie.
Okay, my bad.
That was a sneak attack. But no, so crossbow, and he grabs Donkey and does a one-handed flip cartwheel over a table, lands it perfectly. While still not getting hit by any of the crossbow bolts.
And is then beaten up by a cat.
No, the cat was beforehand, and again, it's surprise attacks. So his sneak attacks, yeah, he isn't the best at that kind of thing.
Because his ears point upward.
Yes. <True. laughs> Which he can make a horn. I don't think it would come in, you know, any kind of assistance in this fight, but he can actually, in Forever After, he joins up with other ogres, and he found out that he can make, like, a horn noise kind of thing. To call more ogres.
It's
so
useful.
It could be. If you say it is.
Sure, we'll go with that. Should we go get some food and then come back and make more arguments?
Yes. Cool.
All right.
So, fun fact, Chris Farley had done about 90% of the voice for Shrek before he died.
Ah.
Chris Farley was the original voice, so then they brought in Mike Myers. Mike Myers did a ton of the voice work for that as well, then decided, no, I want to do it with a Scottish accent, and then had them redo it all over again.
What?
Cost millions fantastic. Of dollars to redo.
Why?
Because he was Mike Myers, he thought it'd be better.
And it
Which
was.
It worked, actually, you know what? It worked. It's
a lot of spinoffs.
It's a massive property.
Yes.
I mean, I think if we're just like comparing the Shrek-averse versus the Wreck-It Ralph-averse, Shrek does have it, and they've got multiple theme park attractions, how many like Halloween and holiday specials. That
it's also been out longer.
It has been out longer, but there's so much more content
not technically.
Stuff for Shrek.
Ralph was the villain on Fix It Felix, and he came out first because it's an arcade game. But yeah, if you can take that part where Matt says Shrek has it and just cut that at the end, that's perfect. That's all I need.
Okay.
Super strong, fast. He also has a roar ability that is able to force push people back away from him.
Flush out lanterns.
Yes, he can also blow out lanterns if needed.
He can blow out a candle.
He can make candles with his earwax. I mean, the powers and abilities of Shrek are just...
And that's just showing his resourcefulness, his cleverness.
He's
very witty, very easy, light on his feet.
He has some gastrointestinal issues, though.
Yes. Because he lives in a swamp, and so, I mean, I would say if it comes down to it, but the fact that he lives in a swamp, like, he's constantly around those kinds of, like, toxins, I would say that definitely makes him immune to poison and most pesticides.
No.
So if it comes down to it, poison and pesticides,
no.
He's good.
That's a mad argument that you cannot make.
Okay, he lives in a swamp, so he doesn't get sick easily. There we go.
Okay.
He's like Ryan.
True.
Right. Does it get sick easily?
What? Oh, okay.
Immune system. That's true.
I was like, oh, wow.
Are we starting to compare?
I mean, my house isn't that bad. It's a swamp.
I really wasn't going to start comparing Ryan and Shrek together, but I guess if we're going that direction, I don't really want to attack him personally. All right. Any other points you want to make about Shrek?
Nah, I think that's about it.
Okay.
He's the best. That's
Before
it.
I go on, I need to know where these two are fighting, because that's going to really kind of make a difference about...
Bar fight.
But like, where?
Because we've seen them both
where?
In a bar.
Yeah.
In a bar.
In a bar?
Yeah.
Are we in, like, taps? I guess it doesn't matter. In a bar is fine. Okay.
An Irish pub.
Reason being
Scottish.
Is that. Scottish. Is my turn, Ryan?
A Scottish pub.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Ralph could have some Irish or Scottish heritage about him. His genealogy is never really mentioned.
Code. That's his genealogy.
Right. Whatever.
Because he's a video game character.
Right. Ralph is a 9 foot tall man weighing 643 pounds.
Digitally.
So, yes. So he is bigger than Shrek, like physically, just a bigger, big old hunk of a man. Ralph is, within his own game, Fix It Felix, is immortal. Within the confines of his own video game, he cannot be killed. If he suffers any kind of fatal event, he is respawned indefinitely.
I didn't think about it until just now that Wreck-It Ralph is in a video game.
Yep. That's why I said this. This is
I
why
like,
I wanted
oh,
to
yeah.
This.
But Ralph and Shrek have both been on many video games. So let's say that they are in Tapper's Bar.
No, I don't think Ty said that at all. He just
said
a bar
fight.
Yeah, he didn't say Toppers, though.
Well, that's fine. He doesn't have to be in the bar. He has incredible levels of strength. Been known to demolish entire buildings with a few punches, no problem. Able to break out of prison cells with no issue whatsoever. Able to terraform entire physical landscapes of planets and places and worlds and lands to his own whim. You know,
terraform.
He makes roads with his fists.
Oh, okay.
He punches the ground.
Terraform sounds cooler than he punches the ground
in a video game.
But he's able to do that. He's extremely strong. Let's see. He's got, you know what? I'm going to say this is an asset. He's gone through a little bit of therapy. So he's accepted who he is. I feel like that's a big part of Shrek's
whole... Just because
you're
a bad guy doesn't mean you're a bad guy.
Yeah. I feel like Shrek's gone through this whole series of four movies to really try to, you know, he's always like, ah, who am I? I'm an ogre.
And then he becomes a dad and finds himself. So yeah.
And then he becomes a dad and wishes his kids are gone and they disappear. It's a Wonderful Life. Have you never wished your kids were gone?
Don't answer that. But by the end of the movie, he comes full circle because plots,
because character development, yes. Character arcs. Anyway, he's remarkably strong and very, very durable. Enhanced strength, enhanced durability. He's just a huge mountain of a man. Nothing
really
he
big
can't
hands.
Break. Massive hands. Nothing he can't break. Really. When it comes down to it, he's had some level of military training by joining into the Cybug game.
That's not military training.
He failed miserably.
You succeeded.
That's like saying I have military training because I went to combat ops once and played laser tag.
Not the same thing.
In combat,
our military
ops,
men and women.
Difference.
I apologize for it, Matt. I'm downplaying what you're saying.
That is not
I
at all.
Support
How
you,
dare you?
As opposed to me.
Wow. Wow.
Thinking that a single
I defended,
video game.
Ryan, I called you a Shrek, and I defended you, and this is how you repay me.
He said I live in a swamp. That's
you're
different.
Being a real...
I didn't say you live in a swamp. I said you're immune.
Yes.
He said he's like Ryan. He made comparisons. I defended you.
I'm like an onion.
I'm sticking with that. He has firearm experience, but he's at least somewhat enough to be able to survive in a world where he was efficient enough to survive in a game where other characters designed for that game, military characters, did not survive. He was able to survive and beat the game when other people developed for that game themselves could not survive. That's a point. So, access to laser weaponry and the like, all that cool stuff.
In a different game that he's not in. Because he's just in a bar.
I'm not giving him access to the laser weaponry.
But he has military experience that is better than other military characters.
It's a fisticuffs combat.
Character. Well, his fists are bigger.
His fists are bigger. I will give him that.
He's able to, because of his enhanced strength and size, he's able to jump and just cover far larger distances in a single bound than Shrek can. For instance, when he's taking down the giant stalactite, which is another point I'm going to make, he jumps huge, hundreds of feet in the air, and with just several punches, knocks down an entire, basically, mountain into a Diet Pepsi pit.
They were Mentos.
Yeah, they're Mentos.
He
punched
knocked,
some candies.
Knocked over some Mentos.
He knocked over some Mentos.
It took a few
of millions of Mentos fused together, which was the size and durability of a mountain.
It was some
durability
Mentos.
Of a mountain.
It was there.
Because when he first punches them, they don't just shatter like if you punched a Mento.
I'll give him the jump, but it took him a few punches to knock some Mentos down.
Three punches to knock down millions of Mentos. They were huge. It's essentially the top of a mountain he knocked down. Upside down top of a mountain. Knocked down.
Volcano.
With punches.
Upside down top of a mountain. What?
It's like a just like, okay, take the top of a
he punched down the top of a mountain.
That was already upside down.
Made of Mentos. Okay.
Made of Mentos, yes. Very strong. Super strong. Crazy level.
We have a very intelligent podcast.
But yeah, he's able to he escapes the Cybug game in a spaceship, and then with little
accidentally.
Accidentally, sure. I'm not saying he's a good pilot, but with no problem whatsoever, shatters the door to get himself out of the metal created.
I think they both
vehicle.
Could do that.
Yeah, strength wise, they both.
But he
got
could
it,
do
yeah.
it easier because he's stronger. That's what I'm
has
saying.
Been proven. That has not.
I
been
think
proven.
Wreck-It Ralph does have the advantage of the much larger hands and very long arms. I think he has a his bigger wingspan than Shrek does.
Right. You know what they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
But Shrek's big too.
It's true. They do
but Shrek is super fast and can dodge crossbow bullets.
So is Ralph. Ralph kept up with, like, he was making the road as Vanellope was driving on it in Shrek 2. Or not Shrek 2, pardon me, in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
I didn't know he was in Shrek 2.
Sorry.
He was a little pixel because he's a tiny little video game character.
He's, like, making the road as she's driving on it. So he's incredibly fast too. And much, much stronger because he punched off the top of a mountain that was already upside down.
The hard part is comparing them because he's a digital representation of a person. So Shrek, is he actually
so
9 feet
like,
tall?
No, I'd say he's a couple pixels probably.
Usually
16-bit by then.
Shrek comes in,
bit.
Picks up the arcade game, smashes it on the ground.
Get out of my swan. I think he's just got it, you know? I think he's faster, he's smarter. Like, a big thing with Ralph, like, you know, he's not a smart guy at all. He's very dumb. He admits it, and he says it throughout, and it's been proven to be a downfall.
I think saying dumb is a little bit harsh there, Ryan. That's a little bit cold.
Simple-minded.
I mean, it's kind of known that he's dumb, though. Everyone says that. I think even Vanellope says it at one point.
Wow. That is just mean, Ryan. That is mean-spirited.
Yeah. So, towards a Wreck-It Ralph character, yes, that is mean-spirited.
I dare say it, Ryan. You are acting a little bit ogre-ish right now with some of these statements you're making. This is harsh.
Now, you're the one calling him Shrek?
Yeah. Thanks, man. Jeez.
I defended him. He threw the military against me.
So, yeah. I mean, the fact of, you know, Shrek's harsh upbringing and just the...
Origins as a child story.
And ogres do have layers.
Yes.
That doesn't count for onions.
Some say like a parfait.
That does not count as armor. Don't go saying plus onion armor.
Well, I think it sounds like it's plus 3 armor.
But also
skin armor.
Also, it's been shown that Shrek one of his clever things that he does is because of this swamp, and he referenced Donkey in the first movie. Even reference of like, oh my goodness, did you just fart? I had my mouth open, everything. And Shrek's response was, no, if I had farted, you'd be dead. So he's got a deadly fart ability that's also been shown to be a flamethrower. And the fact that Ralph wears a flannel at all points, the fact that Ralph wears a flannel at all points, those are highly flammable. So all it takes is they battle it out, tire down Ralph, Ralph.
Give me more details about the flamethrower situation.
I think that's necessary.
I think it is because...
I don't think that's necessary.
That's a...
Because I don't remember this.
How much details do you need about a flamethrower fart?
Well, given the situation, I need a lot of details.
The fact that he's grown up in a swamp.
So there's already a flame.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say, you know,
it's a
bar
a situation.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bar. So I think like it's very easy to find a candle lit somewhere.
So Shrek goes out. Who's got a lighter?
he belches.
I need an open flame for my farts.
Either belches or
roars.
Is this
How to Train Your Dragon?
I don't know how to do a Shrek voice because it's dumb.
So, I think that they fight. It would be a crazy fight, though, because they are both very strong. And, yes, there would be a lot of damage. There would be a lot of damage to this poor bar.
I want to go back to the flamethrower scenario.
Okay.
Because did anyone die?
What do you mean?
Because you said he farted and did the flamethrower, but did anyone there die? Can we prove that his fart killed anyone?
I mean, it's fire. It is fire.
So the fire ate up all his fart?
Yes. It's kind of like, what do you say, like hairspray and fire, kind of like flamethrower. Like you have the gas, the extreme toxins of a Shrek fart. I love this is the victory. I'm kidding. Not a victory, but this is where it goes down. The fact of, I think, and his extreme excrements from his gas.
So I feel like that proves that it's not deadly because he farted in a room with other people and they didn't die.
It was an open area. That scene was open area. Yeah.
Also, he's 6 feet tall, so roughly his butt's like...
He's 8 feet, but yeah, go on.
He's 8 feet? Okay. Yes. He still has to get his butt up to 9 feet to where it's going to be actually like nasal area to like inflict this so-called, poison.
No, it wouldn't have to be that. It's more so the fact of it's fire.
Where are you getting this that he's 9 feet tall?
Wikipedia. Like the actual wiki entry that was...
Because he's not much taller than the lady...
Ralph is a giant of a man, and according to Ralph himself, is 9 feet tall and weighs 643 pounds. In the theme song, he mentions he's 9 feet tall. He is muscular and beefy.
I feel like that might be exaggerating.
Being his huge hands and feet made for crushing and smashing things. With one punch, like, he can't, just like if it was like they're drinking at Tappers or wherever place, and like Shrek gets rowdy, one punch is going to do serious damage. If one punch can like destroy a building, which he's done repeatedly with one punch, like he's going to do massive levels
of
damage. When
did you destroy a whole building with one punch?
No, it's usually multiple punches.
Well, okay. Excuse me. Whole walls of prisons are destroyed with one single punch.
Okay.
Made of candy? So,
walls of prisons.
Walls of prisons? I'm pretty sure those walls are made of candy.
Metal spaceship doors blown off its hinges with one single punch.
So I'm going to throw out the argument that he's 9 feet tall.
No,
I think
you can't.
In his video game, proportionally, he's 9 feet tall compared to the other characters. Mm-hmm. But when he goes to other video games, like in the military game that he's in, he's the same height as all the other guys.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
He's not...
Because everybody else in that game and his game are very short. They're all very short people.
It's not fact.
It's all proportion. And so the fact of him leaving his video game,
and whenever
that's a whole different thing.
Like, that video game is more realistic, like, to real life. So I feel like that's what we should base the... In a 16-bit
pixel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say he'd probably be bigger.
Boom.
But I don't think...
Height chart. We're putting this on the post.
She is definitely not 7'9".
That, according to
that's bull.
This height chart, that is how tall
she
is.
Yeah, that height chart is bull.
But I think even with this size...
I'm putting him at...
The fact that Shrek took down a dragon, which is much larger than Wreck-It Ralph, like, his size doesn't matter for him. Like, he could take down...
Mountain top.
Yeah, and that's fine. But he can't take... But Ralph has never taken
down
a dragon.
He's
knocked down
some Mentos. There was a mountain of Mentos.
Dragon always beats Volcano of Mentos. Plus the fact... I mentioned the whole flamethrower thing. Because Ralph wears a flannel at all point, like all times. He doesn't show him to be any kind of armor. Shrek has donned some armor from time to time. But he's at a bar, so he'd probably be his usual Shrek clothing. But Ralph over here wears a flannel shirt, which is highly flammable. So all it takes is, they fight, they destroy the entire bar. They destroy the entire bar. It would be very horrible destruction there. But it would, eventually Ralph would tire out, or get force pushed by the roar that he does. And then when he's on the ground, that's whenever Shrek does the fart flamethrower.
So let's say
burns him to death.
They are ready to fight at the same exact time. Ralph, you already said, is bigger, has a longer throw, and is going to land the first punch. One
serious punch. Not
necessarily.
Shrek can dodge bullets. It's very possible for him to dodge a slow-moving guy that's larger than him, thus moving slower.
Again,
look at Ant-Man.
Bullets or arrows?
Fast speed.
Arrows. Bolts, but yeah.
He's fast, too. Yeah, Shrek is... Ralph is
he's not agile.
Well.
No, he's not agile.
He was agile. He's not going to dodge. He's got to land the first punch and do massive damage to Shrek.
Not necessarily. And the fact that Shrek is very durable.
Sure, but not as durable... As everything that Wreck has destroyed, whose hands are made for smashing and destroying things. Shrek is not designed for surviving smashing and destroying things.
I mean, the fact that he fought a dragon kind of says it does.
He fought it, but he didn't defeat the dragon. He outsmarted the dragon.
And the dragon did blow fire on him, and he was fine.
Mm-hmm. And some people said that the fact of when they were leaving the castle there, the dragon's castle, and he was on the bridge there with Donkey, the fact that he wasn't fearless, like, he cares about his life. He's courageous, but he cares about his life, but was still willing to, like, shake that bridge, that he's very possible to be lava-proof, because he knows that he's an ogre, and thus that lava
also
wasn't going to damage him.
Speculation cannot be
it
proven.
It is speculation.
Mad argument.
It is speculation.
I'm tossing that out, Art, also.
But yes, fire-breathing, dragon breath.
So he definitely has thick skin.
Yes.
I do think... Ralph would get the first punch because of how big his wingspan is.
But then he just roars at him.
The whole
knocks him back down.
Would that, though?
Yeah.
Not with as big as Ralph is?
Yeah. There were people that he did in the room. And
there were humans that he roared at. What are you talking about?
They flew back. They flew back.
They slid back, and he slobbered on them on the first one.
Two different things. Two different instances.
Which one are you referring to?
Referring to the one where there was, like, the party and, like, do the roar, and he's like, roar, and then he does it, and then that's whenever with Donkey and
Isn't
all of
that
them.
With all, like, the fairy tale creatures who slide back?
No. The other one was, what was the second one that he did that at? I can't remember the other instance. But the second time he did it, it wasn't as ferocious, nor was it, like, out of anger. In a fight like this, it would be out of anger, wanted to take it down, wanted to save his homeland of this bar.
All right, Ty, nail it on. Let's get this over with.
Also, Ralph is like 16 pixels. So there's that.
I'm going to give it to Shrek.
The internet thanks you.
It's stupid. Why?
Layers.
Stupid.
Onions. This episode sponsored by Onions.
The Bloomin' Onions at your local...
Why?
Outback.
Outback Steakhouse.
Why on earth would you give it to Shrek?
He has thicker skin.
Yep.
That is stupid. That's not been proven. And
I mean, it's a human versus an ogre, so yeah.
Well, it has been proven. He's been set on fire, and he's completely fine. He's just like, whoops, my face is a little dirty.
This is stupid. I can't believe you.
Thank you, Ty, for making a smart choice.
This was absolutely ridiculous.
So there you go, folks. Shrek takes it. Let us know in the polls if we make one this time. If you agree, which you should, because it's Shrek, and, like, he wrecks. You know. Get Shrek'd. I'm Ryan.
I'm fed up.
And I'm Ty. That's a nice photo. Put your hands up.
Okay, so I got over...
He hauls ass. You can say he literally hauls ass because he picks him up.
Picks him a donkey.
I think before we go any farther, all of us need to do our best Shrek impersonation.
So the other
I'll go first.
Donkey.
Donkey. I'm making waffles. That's right.
Are you choking my ass? They got Shrek here?
What? That's a YouTube video of really excited Doris.
Oh, okay.
Donkey.
Get out of my swamp. No, wait, that's our song.
Yeah.
Get out of my swamp. There you go. Get out of my swamp.
Shrek does have it.